嗨，大家好 ，Happy Children's Day， 六一儿童节快乐！我是 Jenny。那今天呢，有非常特别的一期节目，我们会请到一个小朋友跟我们一起分享一下在北美上学的一些事儿。OK， 讲到这个六一儿童节，我一直想说，哎，什么样的节目就比较应景啊？怎么做这个节目？后来想，当然就是要请一个真的小朋友啦。然后今天跟我一起录节目的这位小朋友就是
，My name is Jacob，
and who are you, Jacob？
I'm your son.
就是我的儿子啊。两年前我们做过一个 Star Wars 的节目，然后 Oh, how time flies. You were 5 then, and how old are you now?
7.
And what grade are you going to?
Grade 1.
嗯，小学一年级。其实萱萱从小出生长大都是在上海 ，and we moved here over a year ago， 对吧？ Mm-hmm. 然后你是从这里的小学 elementary school 开始上的。但是在美国和加拿大，这个小学都是从就是 kindergarten 开始。我觉得 kindergarten 就比较像我们国内的幼儿园大班，或者这里可能叫学前班。So this kindergarten and grade one。所以虽然你现在是小学一年级。But you had been going to kindergarten for the past 2 years, 对吧？好、mm-hmm. 那萱萱你知道今天因为我们是 Children's Day Special, 六一儿童节的特辑 But in Canada, is there a Children's Day?
No.
That's right, there's no Children's Day in Canada, but 我觉得你们每天其实上学还是挺轻松挺快乐的对吗
Right.
Okay, so where do you go to school?
Mulgrave School.
And where is that?
It's in Vancouver.
对，然后，诶, maybe you can walk us through your day. What time do you to be at school?
Around 8 o'clock.
八点钟到学校，所以还挺早的啊。我觉得在北美比较不同的和国内就是在小学阶段，小朋友基本上在就有一个老师，或者像 in your school you have one main teacher and one teacher's assistant, 对不对？
Yes.
然后这两个老师 they teach most of the subjects. 两个老师基本上会教所有的英语啊、数学啊、自然科学都会教。But for PE 体育课，你们有体育课的老师。
Mm-hmm, right.
And you also have music teacher.
Yes.
Who else?
And we have a French teacher.
French 法语啊，在加拿大。
And we have a Chinese teacher.
对，然后你们学校很特别的就是对于
a Chinese teacher.
对，背景是中国的孩子，你们有中文课，然后是基本上和国内同步的啊。然后你每天八点到学校以后。一天 what kind of subjects, what kind of classes do you have?
Well, I have, like all week, I have PE in a couple days, and then I got 2 days of Chinese, and then I got 2 days of French.
然后呢?
And then usually I always do math, and I learn more about the world.
诶,但你们学英语的话啊, for native speakers here, 你们这个英语课其实是会分成什么 reading, spelling?
Yeah, we just change it, like we have reading, spelling, spelling's kind of like reading, so it means like you have to read all the words and then write them.
对，就基本上我觉得英语在这儿的教法就是阅读很重要，是吧？每周会发 How many books do you bring home every week?
Usually it's 4.
就是会带四本，当然也不是特别厚的书啊。带四本书，然后这里都是会根据这个小朋友的 reading level 阅读程度，可能一年级都在一个班，但是有一些小朋友读的。会稍微难一点，有些小朋友读的会稍微简单一点。So there's a range, 是吧
？So there's different levels like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and currently I'm on level K.
You're in level K. 这些书是你自己选的吗
？Yeah, I picked them myself, and then I have a purple reading folder, and I have to hand it in on Wednesday.
对啊，首先我要说。Most schools in Canada, grade 1 students don't really have homework. 然后你们学校会有作业，但这个作业也不是特别多吧。I think it's still pretty manageable. 然后作业一般老师就是发下去以后，小朋友会有一周的时间完成，对吗？
Yes, for Chinese, we got like...Wednesday, and then we got next Wednesday, and sometimes like a lot of Wednesdays. My Wednesdays, my backpack is like really full because I got my snack, my reading, my Chinese, and I got my pencil case, and I got
对
all of my homework, my agenda.
反正就是好像这个作业给你一周的时间完成，然后小朋友就要自己去管理时间。So, you try to manage your time from a very early age. 当然很小的时候，我觉得这时候父母还是要很 involve， 要很参与。基本上你的功课，妈妈都会跟你一起，是吧？ And the teachers do encourage that. 比如 reading 阅读的功课，老师就会说最好爸爸妈妈和小朋友一起读。然后其实读了以后也不一定说你一定要特别一年级吧，要写一个 reading report 读后感，现在还没有，现在只是说读了以后 discuss the book with your parents.
Yeah, so like what you said before about don't waste time was called a time robber because the robbers come steal your money and they come steal your time.
所以老师是这样讲的是吧、
yeah.
你浪费时间的话就是 the time robber， 时间盗贼就把你的时间偷掉、
mm-hmm.
你觉得你自己会管理时间吗？
Yes.
Yes. 妈妈如果出差回国你就不
Then I'll read this book, then I'll go play, then I'll go eat.
那我们讲讲 spelling 的作业吧，因为我想很多我们的听众其实对孩子的英语启蒙现在可能在做也很有兴趣想了解。我觉得至少在我儿子的学校，特别一年级上半学期的时候，老师对于 spelling 就不会特别强调说 they need to memorize the words， 一定要背出来。其实这还是从 phonics， 从自然拼读法开始教小朋友英语的一些规律。So every week you have your spelling homework, right?
Well, every Friday, I hand in my spelling on, sometimes it's Friday and then I get it back on Friday or Monday.
然后这个
It's usually Monday.
这个 spelling 拼写的作业就是每次带回来呢就是自己抄的 a list of words， 一排大概十几二十个的词，对吗？
And if all the words follow the phonics rule.
对，所有的这些词它都是这一周的他们都遵循一个拼写的规律。比如说这一周 this week, the phonics rule is
words that end with ES, like foxes, fishes,
boxes, taxes. 对，然后就是用这
passes,
对，用这种方法还是
glasses,
没错，让小朋友知道拼写的规律啊，而不是光是说给你一堆词就让你去背。然后小朋友有了这个拼写的词单词表以后呢，之后的作业其实老师会给你们一些选择， right? You can kind of choose what kind of activities you want to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, what I said, glasses, we'll come back to that later because it's not like glass and then it goes ES, but it's SS.So that's kind of hard to say. It's gonna be hard because you can't use that word on ES. It sounds like an ES, but it's actually SS.
Oh, 不是，妈妈想问你，你这个自己选的作业，比如 spelling， 老师会给你七八个作业，说里面挑两个活动，两个作业做。What kind of activities do you have?
I actually have build it, and then I got glitter it.Find it, tile it.
然后还有什么 write, silly sentences,
story time, apply it.
对，然后
time it.
对，反正就是从这些不同的作业，老师也会想让还是激起小朋友对做作业的一种兴趣吧，让他们在做作业的时候觉得这是一件有意思，让他自己会 proactive 主动。去要思考去想去做的事情啊，比如刚刚说的可以用这周所有大家在学的词开始写一些 silly sentences， 就是那种搞笑的好玩的或者无厘头的一些句子，就是那种句子它不需要真的很有逻辑性， they don't have to make sense and it's actually better if you write funny silly sentences.
So for example, like foxes are in the boxes.
比如你这周写的一个 silly sentence 就是狐狸在盒子里是吧 Foxes
Or fishes are in the buses
哦，鱼在巴士上面啊。好，讲了一些在这小朋友怎么学英语的事情。好，但我知道 Jacob your favorite period of time at school isRecess 这个就比如
And exploration
哦，就像课间休息对吧，还有一个 exploration 就是让
We need to play with toys in the
小朋友自由的在班级里面可以玩一些玩具教具或者阅读，反正那段时间是 pretty free and structured, right?
But not in grade two.
二年级就没有了，是吧？嗯，好，那 recess 通常你们会玩什么东西啊？
We usually play hide and seek and spying.
捉迷藏是吗
？We usually build a lot.
啊，你喜欢搭东西
？Yeah, because we have a little fort, and the first time we tried it, it was like.So, like, first we tried to build it with only one stack of rocks, and then we actually found out we have to make it thicker so it would stand taller.
所以你休息的时候就是就地取材，操场上找到的什么小石子呀，然后什么小树枝啊，就是跟小朋友一起搭房子，是吧？
Well, it's a mountain school, so it's on the mountain, so you can find lots of rock sticks.There's an area where it's all foresty. It's called the hill, and we got a playground. And the school's pretty big, so... Because my class is at the very end of the hallway, so I have to walk all the way to the end.
好，那最后再问你一句， Do you like going to school? 喜欢上学吗？
A little bit. I'd rather stay home and play Pixelgun 3D.Of course.
天哪，小朋友就是还是最想玩是吧
？Video game.
啊，我想很多家长 we struggle with you know controlling screen time for our kids. 我老大也到了一个现在想要去 iPad 玩游戏的年纪，然后现在是规定周一到周四不能玩，周五周六可以玩。其实妈妈是很希望你 just don't play with screens at all， 就不要玩游戏啊。
No way.
啊，天哪。就是哎，我觉得每天真的 parenting 啊，带孩子就都教育小朋友都会遇到不同的新的挑战，然后在这个 digital age 信息时代吧，这样的挑战可能更加多一点啊。好，那萱萱今天谢谢你放学以后还来到 studio 录音室，嗯，跟妈妈一起录节目，然后跟大家分享一些在国外上学的这个生活，然后也谢谢听众朋友们给我们这样一次机会吧，对我自己对 Jacob 来说也是一个 It's a very special piece of memory 我们俩一起录音
Yes
Did you like that? Enjoy that?
Yes
真的好那、也祝我们所有的听众们你们和你们的孩子们都有一个非常快乐的六一儿童节、然后这一天你会怎么度过呢怎么庆祝呢 And what do you miss the most about your own childhood? 大家对于自己的童年有什么是最怀念的都欢迎在留言里面跟我们分享那昨天开言的会员课程也推出了特别的一集就是童年记忆的这个课啊也受到很多朋友的欢迎特别是读大家的这些 comments 留言回忆自己的童年看了以后心里也非常的温暖 Well, Jacob, do you know 你现在刚刚才上小学一年级然后在你们学校 You have 11 more years to go
Right
对因为你们学校是一直到 grade 12就像国内的高三是吧
And then what I wanted to say was when you said Happy Children's DayOnly if you live in China.
对，因为在这儿没有儿童节啊。
But you can still celebrate it.
Okay, we'll figure something out. Okay, thank you guys for listening. Happy Children's Day. 也别忘了到我们的公众号回复儿童节。Okay, thank you. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye.